As she read Unruly Bodies, an online magazine curated by best-selling author Roxane Gay, Aidan Wiesel thought of visual artists who addressed some of the same themes as the magazine. Inspired by the magazine, Wiesel, the exhibitions director and gallery curator at Stevenson University, then curated an exhibition with the same title. She tells us more.
We must consider who holds space. My position at Stevenson University is one component of my identity that provides me with a certain degree of privilege. Considering the people and perspectives that participate in the university's exhibitions program acknowledges existing power discrepancies and fosters some semblance of equity. In April 2018, Roxane Gay published Unruly Bodies, a digital magazine hosted by Medium.com. Gay asked 24 writers to consider what it means to live in an unruly body. The prompt was deceptively simple, personal but universal, and yielded beautiful narratives. While reading Gay's Unruly Bodies, I thought about artists who were visually expressing the themes that these writers put into words. The open call for this exhibition yielded a spectrum of perspectives. Aging, Black, fat, femme, ill, international, and queer. I was able to include 9 artists in the Unruly Bodies exhibition. Erin Emanuela, Nia Hampton, and Imani Castillo, A. Moon, Mandy Morrison, Katie O'Keefe, Philandis Thames, Alan Vincent, and Stephanie Williams. A. Moon's I Am Learning to Abandon the World cuts together non-explicit shots from vintage heterosexual pornography on 16mm film and lines of poetry. By focusing on these quiet moments that originally created tension before the action of the pornography films, Moon imagines women who have claimed their agency and escaped the confines of heterosexual male desire. In a 15-minute video, Alan Vincent consumes a jar of honey. The movement of the spoon from the jar to Vincent's mouth slows as the film progresses. His expression becomes pained, and at the bottom of the jar, Vincent rushes off camera. This work mixes pleasure and pain, transforming one into the other. It is a visceral work of art that viewers always react to. Stephanie Williams' video, The Lingering Survival of the Unfit, also evolves over time. Puppets walk until they fail to function. This mimics the World War II death march that Williams learned about from her grandfather rather than her American history classes. The unraveling puppets bring to mind the gaps in our knowledge and in the status of the Philippines as an American territory. Our bodies are part of who we are, but the physical can start to feel like a barrier to the expression and perception of the individual. What does it mean to move through the world in a body that contradicts societal norms? What does it mean to struggle against, come to terms with, or assert our physicality? How can we claim the space that we deserve? The Stevenson University Exhibitions Program is made possible by the university itself, an operating grant from the Maryland State Arts Council, and a project grant from the Baltimore County Commission on Arts and Sciences. All university exhibitions and associated events are free and open to the public.
Unruly Bodies is on view through September 21, 2019, in the Greenspring Art Gallery on Stevenson University's Greenspring campus, located at 1525 Greenspring Valley Road in Stevenson. An artist talk will be held in the gallery on Monday, September 9th at 5 p.m. Learn more about the exhibition at stevenson.edu/arts. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.